Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm addicted to money. So for the next 50 seconds, I'd like to feel dirty, inconsiderate, manipulative, and ashamed. I apparently agreed to play the game of life by the rules made by the rich in order to make them more rich. And because I feel powerless and out of control, I am asking you to listen to this ad for Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your computer or phone. Anchor will distribute your podcast wherever you can get podcasts. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And everything you need to make a podcast is in one place. So download Anchor for free on the app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So yeah, that's all I have. Thanks for letting me share. Hey guys, so this is exciting. This is our very first ever Manic Media. They're going to be kind of like bonus episodes. They're sort of like mini pixies, sort of. But they're really like the whole purpose of this bonus episode content, the Manic Media, is it's like there's just a whole bunch of stuff in the media all the time happening just constantly. And so it's really hard. Like I find it really, really hard to be able to keep up with all the different stuff. I mean, and it expands not just like, you know, with politics or, you know, like environmental stuff or like medical issues or COVID. Like it's not just those things. Like these are stories or things or topics or people. And, you know, we're covering a wide range of things here at the Manic, on the Manic Media bonus episodes, because they're just, I thought it would be good to do like stuff we missed or stuff that like we didn't, like I haven't heard of, and it's gonna cover all different kinds of stuff. So this is the very first Manic Media episode, and the reason that I say it's sort of like a mini pixie is because this very first episode is slightly shorter than like a normal episode, so it's around like 30 minutes or so. So it's sort of like a mini pixie in that sense, but it's bonus content because it's specifically geared toward like things in the media, pop culture, art, artists, you know, all kinds of like those things. Things that I am interested about, things that I kind of want to know more about. So this very first Manic Media bonus episode is featuring Sean Louis. He is a singer, just like really an artist, because he did some photography first, then he found music, and so now he is a musician coming out of Arizona, and we just got to talk to him. This is in an effort to promote his new album. I'm going to mess this up. I messed this up so many times in the interview. I was so nervous, you guys. It's Noir, I believe. Noir? It's French for black. That's what he said. So I believe that's how you pronounce it. I don't speak French very well. Please forgive me. I am not good at that. But yeah, so I was super, super anxious and very nervous to talk to him, just so you know. So if I sound like really sort of like uppity or just like jittery or something, I was so anxious. I got a little bit intoxicated before I smoked a little bit before I did the interview, just to kind of, I was having so much anxiety, just to kind of help like calm those nerves. I think it helped. I think it did okay. It sort of took the edge off, but I was still super nervous. I like messed up so much stuff. It was so embarrassing, you guys. There's a part in here you'll hear that I accidentally, like I was trying to think of a song and I completely blanked on what the name of the song was. And I just like went with it. And it was just like, oh, and then he was like, that's not one of my songs. Like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh fuck, I screwed everything up. And then I tried to save it, like backpedal and try to save it and like look it up. And then finally I was just like, no, fuck it. Like, we're just bailing. We're gonna bail. We're just gonna bail. And we'll just move on. And it just never happened. So yeah, you can just laugh at me for that. I definitely had a good laugh. I was like, oh shit, this is so embarrassing. Oh, one other thing. We start talking about some pretty deep stuff. And so these episodes, specifically like this one, so if there's another person involved on a Manic Media episode, they probably won't always be like with another individual, but this one is. And so because there is another individual and we are promoting, we are here for him, and to support him in his endeavors. And so because we started getting into some like deeper kinds of things, he asked me to edit out some personal things. And so we are respecting his wishes. That's what we do. It is not our story to tell. This is a story for him to tell in his way and in his own time. So I will edit this slightly. The reason that I'm just like letting you guys know is because I don't usually edit our episodes, whether it's a full episode or a mini pixie or any of those things. Like, I usually do not edit them unless someone specifically asks me to edit out their name or something really personal about them that they shared or something. You know, like it hasn't happened. This is the first time that somebody has asked me to not a piece out a rather large chunk that's something that's not like their name or something, or like a place that they lived or something like that. And so I just wanted to let you guys know that that is what's happening in this sort of episode. And that's it's to be respectful. OK, so it is to be respectful, and because it's very personal. And that's something that he is 100% allowed to decide when he is ready to let people know these personal things. And we need to respect that. That is it's boundaries. And we are we try to be as respectful of boundaries here on this podcast as we possibly can. So I just kind of wanted to let you guys know and give you sort of a reason as to like why it might sound a little bit funky towards the end or whatever. But that's why. So please keep that in mind and don't be too harsh on us. It was so much fun. I had a blast talking to him. I hope he did too. He said he did. And if he ever wants to come back on, he is more than welcome to come back on. I really like his music, so it's really good. But yeah, so this is the first ever Manic Media episode. And the reason that they're going to be manic, the reason they're called Manic Media is because they're not going to happen all the time. These are specifically bonus episodes for everybody. When I find a topic that I really want to discuss, or somebody reaches out and really wants to talk on the podcast about something, you know, that kind of thing. So they're not going to be, it's not going to be like an every week thing. It's very manic. So, you know, it could be, we could get like, you could get 3 weeks in a row where it's boom, boom, boom. Like every week there's a Manic Media episode, but then there's going to be some dry spells where there's just like not anything that I really find I want to talk about in this sort of segment, episode, situation thing. Yeah. So I just kind of wanted to introduce it, let everybody know what's going on. Thank you guys. I hope you like it. Is it recording? It looks like it's recording now. Okay. You're listening to the Manic Pixie Weirdo. I'm Abigail, your host. And this is the podcast where we talk about all the different kinds of relationships that we have like in our lives. And this week we have a very special guest, Sean Louis from Arizona. You say hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And he just dropped a new single, I believe.
Yeah, an album. Single? Yeah. Yeah, it's an album.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so the album is Nior, correct?
Yeah.
Nior, and then yeah. I guess the song I was thinking of was I Don't Know Why, IDKW.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's good. We're going to dive into that. But first, I wanted to get a couple of shout outs out of the way. First to Rita and Kendrick here at the extended stay that we are staying at right now. We're moving and it's a whole thing. So Kendrick and Rita, shout out to you guys. Thank you so much for all your patience with us. We were freaking out. We were really nervous. But you guys were just great. So thank you for that. And then all my Waffle House people, all the people who, you know, are the waitresses, the wait staff, the cooks, all those people. Thank you. You guys are some really strong people. Like I could not do your job. So thank you for all your help. Okay. So yeah, I guess we'll just dive headfirst into the deep end. What made you specifically choose R&B with like pop rock influences, like as your genre? Did it like speak to you, or like was it you found it or it found you?
I think it's just me just wanting to play music, and I feel like with those genres, those two genres, you can cover an array of music like discography, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it just came out, yeah, me just being a musician. But I'd probably maybe say like in a sense. Like, yeah, it did choose me. you know, it, the sound that I came up with, that's combination, guys. And I'm not saying I came up with rock and roll. I'm not saying that, but the combination of those three in my own style, you know? So, yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. So we're going to kind of jump around here, I guess, but like what inspired this new album, Noir? Is it Noir or is it Noir ER? I
get... Noir.
Okay. Well, I'm horrible. Yes, so
it's the word. No, it's the word black in like French. So I'm doing a,
That's
a concept. Yeah. And so, so the album was inspired by me. I had this, like, I was, went through a breakup. And so, instead of, you know, like normal, maybe, yeah, normal people would deal with the breakup. I worked myself to death. So I worked 16 to 20 hours, for maybe like 9 or 10 months straight, just every single day with no break. And to the point where then like in February, so I throw a festival here called Black Renaissance. We like highlight Black artists inside Arizona. So during the festival, I was standing with this guy talking to him, and he reached to grab my right hand, and I realized I couldn't move my arm. So I switched and I get him with my left hand. That's when I really noticed I was in trouble. But because I was still dealing with the trauma of the breakup, I just like kept working. So by the time March hit, maybe by the 13th, 14th, I was almost a totally immobile. And then COVID hit, boom. And so with everything shutting down, now I'm just laying in my bed. Yeah, I did that for at least like 2 months, 2 months solid of either being on the bed or on the couch, but having extremely limited mobility. And if I did use my hands a lot, even to like write something, my whole arm would just go into like crazy, tremendous pain. It would reach around my spine into my back. So everything was just stiff. So the Noir EP is it's essentially about what was going on in my head at the time. So this whole year I'll be releasing an album that's talking about the contention that's going on in my head, so, or my body. So the Noir is about the one that's going on in my head. So all these like crazy constant thoughts of, you know, remembering, you know, past and present, and then going into the future, you know, all in one time in my brain, because what else is there to think about, especially when I'm by myself inside COVID laying there, you know? Yeah. So it was,
I was going to say, how did you not like lose your mind? Cause I feel like I would have, there would be a point where like I like to say that like my head is a bad neighborhood, like don't go by yourself. And sometimes
Whoa.
When I get,
that is so deep. Can I steal that?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Say it one more time.
Oh, my head is like a bad neighborhood. I don't go by myself.
Whoa. Dude, that is beautiful. Wow.
Oh, I don't think I came up with that. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere. I don't remember who said that though.
Well, I gotta find them.
Yeah.
That's absolutely beautiful. I'm sorry, but continue what you're saying. That's beautiful.
Oh no, I was just saying that like, so like that's what it's like for me in my own head. And at a certain point, like if I don't go by myself, like it's inescapable. I'd become incredibly depressed. How did you get, like, how did you find your way out of that? What is it the same for you first, or have you, like, how'd you find your way out?
To be honest with you, there's a TV show called The West Wing. Do you watch The West Wing?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
all the podcasters like, how old is this guy?
No.
Listen,
no.
Man, I am young. Okay. I just found this TV show that I loved. It's called The West Wing, and I just watched that over and over again.
That's
so
the one with Martin Sheen, right? And like Rob Lowe and Allison Jenny. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yes,
it's you know, if I think anyone can see it, that it's an art piece. The direct with the director and the cast, what you're watching your pure art, which is why that thing won so many awards. Now it's not like an artistic show by any means, but you can see that there's intention with every single move that everybody is doing, but do it in such a way that it's almost like it's a dance. It's a beautiful dance. So I probably watched that whole television series. I probably watched it maybe 25 times.
Oh, wow. How many seasons are there?
7 seasons.
I'm assuming they're an hour an episode. So
yeah.
Oh, wow. I watched that over and over again.
I watched this. I just went into it, everything. And then I said, so what's the cool part is that because of that, I now can see their influence on like modern TV, where they shot it. That show is beautiful. It's a great storyline. And with the way they shot it. So anyway, so that's what I did to keep myself from going insane. I really watched that. And I kind of just was like, in the midst of that, when my computer was dead or when I'm, you know, because even such a beautiful show, I don't want to watch it all the time, right? I don't want to just keep watching it. So I just sat there laid there and was like, just not being able to do anything. I mean, I'm talking about like not even play video games, man. Like, I'm like, you know, I mean, like to answer an email was like incredibly painful and to a point where like, was to get the emails that as the world was closing, you know, all my festivals were emailing me back and I was like, no, where's all my money? I was like, oh no.
Oh,
I was like,
my God.
Holy crap. So coupled with that, man, that's what literally kept me alive was wrestling. But again, I didn't watch it all the time, so my mind was still going pretty crazy.
Well,
sorry, guys. You guys are like, this guy really likes the West Wing. He went on such a tangent. Yes, I love the West Wing. But go ahead.
It's what we do here. We digress. Yeah. That's all we do.
Hell yeah.
I mean, so that is a very artistic show, and anyone who says otherwise is kind of, especially not to understand the influence of that show and what it has done, you know, for like, you know, the country, I would assume. So. How did you take that and put it into your music? Like, how did you go from that to writing this album? To like laying there and not being able to watch anything but that. And like, I would assume it's physically and emotionally like painful to move and like try to answer emails and stuff.
Yeah, especially when every single email is saying that they're not going to talk anymore.
Oh yeah, well you're the mental health aspect of like is like suffering, you know.
It was wild, man. Yeah, it was really crazy. Your question was how I survived it.
Yeah, how you put that into your music to making music. This album.
Oh man. Well, I started off. There was a song. IDKW. It was a song that actually I started writing for the previous album, Beauty and the Chaos, that came out last year. And we didn't end up finishing it. I was working with a different producer. And so I started remembering the melody. The melody kept coming back to me. It was very beautiful. Like, you know, I don't know why I can't be the guy that can love you. You know what I mean? That was about the previous breakup. And so that kept going on in my head. And then from there, all the other songs kind of came either from songs I've written, you know, by inspiration. So like, it Means Nothing, that came out of the breakup as well. That was like just saying like, you know, nothing matters, you know. And then the way that the voices are even layered is like this different voices in my head as well, you know, in beautiful arrangement. So I put it in there just by almost like putting my depression on through pen and paper, you know, as much as I can translate it. It was how I did it.
Well, it sounds really good. So thanks. What's the hardest part for you? Like or is it even difficult for you to like tell these stories in your music, like doing the music video or like, what's the hardest part if there even is any?
I would say every single album has had its challenges. And, I feel like with this one is like more of growth. I did everything myself. So it was me being, you know, you talk about like the, you said, my mind's a bad neighborhood. I never go by myself.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So I was with 9 different people in my head. And so yeah, it was almost like every single voice was telling me I couldn't do it, even though I could see myself doing it. If that, you know, and it was like overcoming the, even that. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
That's really awesome, though. You found it's a very creative and productive. It's really beautiful. So I have to ask about one of my favorite songs that I believe it's on this album. It's Outer Space. You wrote that.
Oh my god! You guys, stop liking that song.
That's like
the most popular song.
It's like, so catchy. Like, it's so catchy.
You know, it's so funny. The song actually came from the. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess I'll tell you. But it's about people are like, it's so happy. And I'm like, actually, it's about literally taking down the government in a sense of like it's like
no,
the warning,
I love
you know,
it.
The warning song.
I love
wild.
It.
So we're actually, so me and the band are going to go, I guess I gotta tell people, you'll be the first to know. So we're going to go into the studio and re-record all that stuff and we'll film it. And we'll do it in a dope arrangement. So if you go to my YouTube, everybody, my name is Sean Louis, S-D-A-N-L-O-U-I. Type my first name in to YouTube and search for the Outer Space Live. It's something very similar to that. It's Thai. Like, I'm not gonna say, you know, I have a ton of views on this stuff, but you know, I'm just kidding. But it is very good. And so to hear that version of that everyone else hears and then to hear how we actually play it, it's very funny that you guys like that song. The song is so popular, and I've talked to like some of my team. I was like, I gotta like take that song down because it's not good representative of the sound, even though it's a great song.
Yeah. No, it's so good. I really, that was.
You guys like something else?
Yeah.
No, but that's a cool
Not
song.
Alone. That's cool. I like that song too. Is it Not Alone? No, I don't remember. I've listened to the whole album like several times. I'm sorry. It just kind of all goes together.
Well, Not Alone kind of thing. Maybe what it could be.
It's not,
it means.
It's what? Alone.
No, I'm trying to think of what it could be.
Oh, here, I'll just look it up real quick. It's in my YouTube videos. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Whatever. So how do you, we'll just move on because I have no idea. I feel really embarrassed.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
So love is a really big theme for you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How do you like, how would you define love? Like what like your like, personal, your own, like, cause so mine is love is an experience that is a virtuous matter of the heart that cannot be expressed through words, only expressed through action. Like that's my definition of love.
Bam, that was beautiful. I'm like trying to sit here. I'm like, you a writer? What the hell? Do you write?
Sometimes. Oh yeah, like, sometimes.
Man, that was beautiful. Wow, you get that on paper. You guys heard that. That was amazing. Wow. I'm not gonna say what my my definition is.
No, but no, that, no, that? I spent a really long time trying to define that for myself. So I want to know, like, what's yours? Like how do you define love? What is it to you?
Forever. You spent a long time. I got to come up with mine in 30 seconds, you know?
No, you don't. Absolutely not.
The pressure's on. No, I'm kidding. So I'm totally kidding. Love. I think love is, it can be like two things. It can be exception and an obsession. And then it can also be a, like a choice. Ooh, there you go. Obsession and a choice. It has to be that way, right? So you guys, you saying that and I'm saying no, I like yours. So it's obsession. So you can love something and love it too much, you know, and it becomes dangerous to you. Or you can love something and you know you love something because it's good for you, not because it's obsession. Obsession and love is—I would honestly say—is the most dangerous one, and that's the love people. I feel like that's the love people keep talking about. That when they say like, "Oh, I'm in love with this person," I think it becomes an obsession, and in the most purest sense, because like, no, obsession can also be, you know, I want to say good, yeah, good, because you can obsess about good things, right? Mm-hmm. So, and love is a good thing. So, I believe that if you obsess about, you know, a love, it can, you'll never be able to shake it. It's like it, that kind of love is eternal.
Yeah.
And yeah.
No, that's really, I really like that. That's really, that sort of really captures what it is, what the concept of love is. It's really beautiful.
Right.
Like painted in a picture.
Yeah. It's like weird. I feel like coming up with in this album, I feel like I learned like what love actually is, and understand that there's two versions of it. And I really feel like that helped me like almost like process the trauma of COVID in a sense, of you know, and I wonder if that was like my experience was my experience of growth in my life, personal life, is probably like, you know, was COVID in a sense, like it leveled me up because they went to process that time and take time to do it. Because without it, if I was playing a festival every single month, I'm not going to process that stuff. And I would have probably killed myself in a sense of working myself to death, you know?
Yeah.
Like, of course, like there was a show I played I don't know if anybody actually videoed it. I think it might have been actually in Tucson, Arizona. Where you see me put my left hand down because it's I can't move anymore. Mm. I can't move my arm, you know. So I know for sure if I would have kept going, it would have been gone, you know. That's the obsessive kind of love. Yeah. I love music so much, and I realized it would destroy me. But I also loved my girl so much, and I knew that was also destroying me. Yeah, man.
No, that's really great. That's really, yeah, no, I really like that. Because I was going to say, like, there is, it just is. It's not necessarily one or the other, but it can be. But I think that's where that second part comes in, where the choice comes in. Like, that you nailed that, because it can be good or it can be bad depending upon the individual, but the choice is your own.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You're like, okay, like, good.
No, that's still dumb. I'm like, guys, I'm literally writing everything that Jason's saying. I'm like, okay, I'm stealing that phrase for next song and that phrase. But you hit around the marker, man. Yeah. Yeah, around the marker for sure.
So would it be fair to say that like your music has empowered you?
Yeah. And it's almost let me be more myself. Like,
yeah,
I'd probably say the person that you would have met back in February is not the same person that is, you know, that's talking to you right now. You know, my music has for sure empowered me and made me grow into like truly loving myself. I know it sounds so weird. Like, I would always hear these celebrities say, I love myself. And I was like, how does that work? The love. And I can honestly, I'm going to say, I love myself. So it's like, no one can tell me anything different. I'm finally comfortable in this space, and music was, you know, music really did empower me to become this person.
Oh my gosh, that's so, I'm so happy for you. That's so awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm like super stoked. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so happy for you. So you do think that your music has empowered you. But
yeah.
What do you hope that your music empowers in other people?
I hope that it maybe gives them that space to process things. You know, I feel like my music, music's a vibe. My music, you listen to it, you know, you can like, you know, people are always, you're always, you know, driving me to my music. I hear several people say like, I play music and I'm going to work. Like I start my day off like that. I'm like, wow. Like I hope it gives you that time to process with that. You're going to be amazing person. You know what I mean? And process just the things of the earth, of stuff that's around you. You know, I definitely want to make you feel something and let that feeling push you forward. Cause we all have that level of potential to level up. And I want to be part of that process. Everybody.
Oh yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, you're I like, so I have really bad anxiety, it's no secret, but sometimes I use marijuana to help calm me down when I'm really anxious. Yeah. And I like to listen to your music when I'm stoned, so
that's so tight. That's so dope. That's cool, man. That's an honor. That's an honor, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Because
I found myself just like, yes, this is lovely.
time is so precious. So do you build to hear that? I'm thankful. Thank you for it. That's cool, man. I'm glad to be part of that experience. I also listen to my music high when I'm making a reference and stuff. So. But like for this next one, actually, I'm going to be doing something different. So I know it sounds weird. No, not drugs, guys. I'm doing
something different. No.
I'm like, whoa. Oh my gosh, yeah. No,
no, way. I just meant I've heard the phrase, you know, write intoxicated, edit sober. And so I wonder, is that true for you? Like, is that true in your experience of like with writing music?
Yeah, but I've also been pondering actually not smoking at all. You know, and this last album for sure.
I was wondering if that's what you were going to do.
What?
Do a whole album sober and see what that's like. That would be interesting.
Well, here's my thought. My thought is that when you smoke weed, you lose time, right? So like you get easily distracted or you do something and it's almost like you jump ahead. Like you jump ahead like maybe 2-3 minutes and you lose that time. Time is the most precious resource in the whole world. That's why when you do something really bad, the government takes it from you. The government goes, don't do that, because time was pressing research. You'll never get that back. You spend 4 to 5 years in jail. You don't go back at 22 when you first started. You go back at, you know, whatever the age that is. Guys, sorry, public school. I don't know how to add that well quickly on my feet. But anyways.
My mom taught me math. She's the only reason I know how to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's that. What was I saying? What I was saying, what were we talking about? Sorry, your mom, the whole thing your mom teaching you about that is so funny.
No, you went down into a rabbit hole that like was trying to, it was of self-deprecation, dude. No, I need you to stop talking about my guests like that. It sounded like you were trying to put yourself down, like when you were like, I don't know how to add,
guys.
I don't know how to add 22. Like, and I was just like, no, stop talking mean about my friend.
Oh my God. No, I'm joshing. I forgot what the question even was, but deep thoughts, guys. Deep thoughts.
I don't. Yeah. Whatever.
Kids, when you get older, this is what happens. You like all of a sudden you go, wait, what are we talking about? You know.
Oh no, that's what we're talking about. Oh, time.
Oh, yeah, time. Weed. So weed. You jump time. Look at that, guys. Look at that adult thing. Weed. You jump time. So my thought is that was I heard about Kendrick Lamar doing everything. He doesn't smoke weed or do like any drugs. That I know, right?
Oh, but really? I didn't know
yeah,
that.
So yeah, he's pretty sober, and there was a couple other artists that are that have come out and said they don't do it at all. And so my thought is like, is that truly the next? Is that truly the level I want to be at? Like, I don't want to rely on weed. Like, what if weed goes away? Do I not? My music not good enough anymore, or am I gonna make crappy weed? Like, I believe with all my heart that the giftings that I have in the talent. Is only be magnified once I take weed away, because now I'm not relying on it. I then become stronger. So
yeah, no, I totally feel you. Yes.
Yeah. So that's the thought. The thought is to do everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I only have a couple more questions, and then we can.
We're friends forever.
So I guess the last thing: what have you learned about yourself up to this point? Like, you know, about yourself through all of this, the creation of your album, you know, performing it, creating the music videos, all of it. What have you learned about who you are as an individual?
That I'm more powerful than I've ever realized, you know?
Yes.
I think that's it, to be honest with you. I'm more powerful than I think people, than I think people have given me credit to. And then for myself, right? So it all starts with self. Self-esteem, and that my self-esteem is at an all-time high now. No one can tell me anything different. No one can say I can't do it. I just did it, you know. So, and I'm gonna continue to do it. It's gonna get better and better. That's the cool part. Yeah. The answer.
That's awesome. That's so great. Cool. So it's noir.
Noir. Yeah.
So it's the French. And what did you say it meant again?
Black.
Oh yes, I like that. Is there a reason you pick French?
for that album. I mean, yes, Miss Sense. I said, I'm like, what a cool starter. You know, my name is French. You know,
right.
I've
how do you say? Can you say your name in French?
My full name is Jean-Louis Dumas.
Oh, that's really pretty. Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm sorry. Man. I didn't mean to say that. That's really lovely. That's really lovely.
I can't take credit for it. I'm just like, see, yeah, my parents are cool, man.
Right?
Yeah. My parents are cool. Yeah. Yeah. And here I am. It was cool. Yeah.
Can you speak French?
Latino.
Oh, I think that's a little bit, I don't know. I'm guessing. Oh, see, what do I know? Nothing.
Unless someone's like, that's not what it says. It doesn't say very. Yes, that's slowly. I know, guys. But yeah. Yeah. So I was actually going to be, how I started my music career. I mean, my solo music career in a sense, was that I went to actually Europe to record my first single, which is that Tell Me, Can You Please? Yeah. That was done in Berlin. And so I was like, traveling throughout Europe. I'm a photographer on the side as well. So I've been, I was taking photos for different agencies out there. And then living in Morocco for a second.
Was it so beautiful? Morocco's beautiful.
Okay, it really is, man. I had to look out, and this is a humbling experience to look out upon a graveyard, for being on really high building and know that graveyard is like probably 1,000 years old, probably more.
Yeah.
It's like the neighborhood cemetery, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember an image, like I was like drinking wine on top of this building. And guys, this is gonna sound super bougie, but it really wasn't. In a sense of it's very accessible. Anyone can go and anyone can experience it. But I believe everybody should. Like the sun setting over the graveyard and seeing like an elderly woman walk across like right in the middle, you know. Because like it's right in the middle of the neighborhood, so you can cut across. It was just a scene that can only be, you know, played inside a movie. And I was like, whoa, like what a humbling experience to be able to, you know, be honored to experience something like that. It's absolutely amazing, man. Yeah.
Oh, jealous. How was the food? I have to ask. How was it?
The food is so dope.
I've heard that.
Yeah, man. But the cool part, I want to go out there and play some shows. They have like a really good music scene out there. That's like bustling. So I'm like, psh. I didn't get a chance to this time because I was with, my ex-girlfriend now. But yes, that's a beautiful, I'll definitely return. So if you are in Morocco and you're hearing this, I will for sure be back. I'll probably go to Rabat, which is the capital. It's pretty dope.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to shout out all of your stuff?
Yeah. Oh man.
Tell us, guys, all those things and then tell us what you're like getting ready to do, like what you're doing next, kind of a thing.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, first off, thank you so much for having your show, man. It's such an honor to be here. Guys, you can go on Jean-Louis everything. So it's Sean-Louis, no E, no S. Jean-Louis, like you say Jean-Louis, you say Jean-Louis. And that's like .com. Twitter, Instagram, you'll find me everywhere. Just Google my name, you'll just find me. You'll find my website as well. Make sure you have the website. Sign up to the mailing list. I give away merch all the time. I send stuff around the world. So if you're in Argentina and you listen to this, I send you stuff. And then let's see what else. What's coming up next for me is that I'm releasing another album pretty soon. So if you can listen to everything, it'll tell a complete story. And with the, I have new music videos as well that's coming out. So the IDKW music video that just dropped recently, which is really, really, really great. And can I tell you what it's about? It's set inside a time where a revolution has happened on Earth, and the uprising is you know out and you know doing whatever uprising people do. And so this guy, which is me, is driving down the road. And in this time as well, there's like it's upheaval, revolution, all these mystical, you know, stuff and spiritual stuff starts happening. So people are now seeing angels and demons and sirens and you know everything is being visible now, and so it's kind of a weird time while people are fighting for, you know, it's into their freedom. They're having to deal with all this, with this stuff that's happening. So it's set in time with that. So that's a set in time. So when you guys see whatever is happening, that whatever's happening is based off of that. And the story will continue. It's continue with every single music video from here on out. We'll tell a beautiful story. I'm not gonna star in every single one, guys. It's gonna be beautiful. Oteda, yeah, it's gonna be cool, man.
Oh my god, that's such an amazing, cool idea. I have to say this one last thing. One of the things that I loved about CDs, like physical CDs that you used to be able to go buy, was that they told that same kind of story. It was like if you picked the right like bands or like groups, they all those greats had that in common. They told one continuous story on one CD. But I love the idea of doing it like over many, again, going back to over the course of time. So I love that. Oh, and I'm excited to see where you take that. That's going to be really cool. That's going to be so cool. I'm excited for you. Thank you so much for coming on. We will have to have you back whenever you like. Just reach out and let me know.
Oh man, thank you so much for having me. It's such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
So that was the end of the very first Manic Media bonus episode. I hope you guys really liked it. I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of laughs and screw ups. It was fun. He was really lovely. And I sort of was able to calm down. My anxiety was able to like sort of be quelled. He was very considerate and very kind to come on the show. So yeah, and he will obviously be back if that's something he wants to do. Absolutely come on back. We would love to have you. That was so much fun. I had a great time. So I will put links in the description to all of his stuff. You can go check him out and all of his music, his merch, all of this stuff. I'll put links in the description. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is at MP Weirdo Podcast and Instagram is the_main_weirdo1. Follow us, check us out. You can check us out on all the things, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, you know, just like all the places, YouTube, all the stuffs. Like and subscribe. Ugh, it still feels gross asking you guys to do that. Like and subscribe and rate and review. It still feels kind of gross. I hope I never get used to doing that. Like, I hope I never become desensitized for doing that because it feels like I'm soliciting your time or something. And time is precious, like we talked about in the podcast. But it does help. It really does help the podcast to get those numbers and out to other people. And tell your friends, tell everybody. You can email us at manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com. It's fully encrypted, so you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So it's really great. Yeah. So as always, be kind and stay weird, guys. Thank you for listening. Bye.